So I'm in the cabinet press room with Joris Puts, the Environmental Protection and Regional Development Minister, who's just been talking about plans for local administration reform, which is something that everyone has been talking about over the last few months. But today you've announced a sort of timetable for how to proceed. I wondered if you could just give us a little summary of what you've decided.
The government today decided on the first of the laws that will actually create a new system of local governments. And this is actually a procedural law that will already this Thursday bill in the parliament. And it sets out a procedure how we will conduct the reform of local governments. And the next major steps in that direction, which also the law stipulates, is that we will, in the May, we will present a policy paper at the in the cabinet, deciding on the criteria that will be used to regulate how big the local governments will be, and also the actual map of the local governments. This will be a policy paper, and if it will be approved by the cabinet, then we will proceed with the consultations with all the local governments. This is also a procedure that is set by European Charter on local governments, and we will then in the autumn we will put forward a new law on administrative territories, which actually will set out the new map of the Latvian local governments. By now, in 2019, we have 119 local governments. Unfortunately, in the previous reform, 10 years ago, it was the system that was set up has already inbuilt problems. We have the local governments are they vary in size. We have local governments which have 1,000 inhabitants, and then we have local governments with, not including Riga, more than 40,000 inhabitants, and they, by law, they have the same functions, and it is also unimaginable that it actually will work, and it doesn't work. And the new model that we will propose will actually create local governments that are more equal in size and types of population. They will also have more equal economic opportunities, having more equal budgets. And this will also bring more equality in provision of services, because by now the people unfortunately receive the quality of the public services differ based on the place where they live. And this is one of the major things that we will need to solve.
So when the reform has been through, I guess one of the things you can say is there will be fewer local administrations than there are
now. That is already for sure. By now we have almost half of the local governments already don't fulfill the requirements of the law that is already in place. My ambition is, of course, to lower the number even further, because the actual economic data and the financial data of local government show that we would need to have around 40 local governments to actually have a meaningful provision of public services with relatively good quality and reasonable costs.
But one problem when you speak to people in the smaller, pagasti and so on, is a fear that they're going to be steamrolled by the reform, and that all the money, all the jobs will just go to the city centres and kind of the country will be cut loose. Can you provide any reassurance to them that that's not going to happen?
In the previous reform, we saw that there was situations where we created a relatively small rural local governments, but also bigger local governments where rural communities are together with some town or city as a center of their development. And if we compare the situation in those bigger local governments and those smaller left alone rural local governments, we actually see that situation in those left alone rural governments is worse. The economic development is much slower. The opportunities of the local government to actually develop their public services is very low. And this is, of course, actually contradicts the question you asked. And this is a thing we will do. We all the summer and almost all the autumn will travel around Latvia, meeting people everywhere and trying to explain that. But I already do that, and in most instances the question is not about an actual economic loss of opportunity. When spoken with, the people actually understand that it's in their economic interest, but there is also some emotional factors attached. People fear not of loss of economic opportunity, but more of feeling that they're not anymore a center, they're a periphery, and there will be no public attention to them. And this is the emotional factors are always the hardest ones in bigger reforms. What we will try to do, first of all, by going around and meeting and showing the face of the government in their local rural communities, we will also give them actual signal that the Latvian government cares and they understand that there are not only the so-called development centers, but also some other communities that need to have the support of the government. But if you look at the actual activities of the government, there has always been and always will be an actual support for all the communities, not only the development centers.
And finally, I mean, this is a huge job that is your responsibility and a very complex one. Mm. How long do you think it will take until we have the new system, whatever it is, kind of embedded and stable?
This is a task actually that the government, when it was formed, already was set out, and the task is to have everything done by the next elections of the local governments in the June of 2021, which actually means legally that we will need to have all the laws adopted by the parliament by the mid of 2020. And by now we are working on that schedule, and I will do whatever I can to actually fulfill that.